Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Monday, August 11th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, a new chip from Intel and Tesla shares take off. But first, another apparent dispute is brewing between Amazon and a product supplier. Amazon.com has stopped taking pre-orders for some DVDs and Blu-ray discs from Walt Disney. Amazon won't talk about the reasons for the cutoff, but it has used the tactic before during contract disputes. It withheld pre-orders for some books from Hachette and movies from Warner Brothers. Intel has given out details of its latest advance in manufacturing technology. The first chip based on the new production process, called the Intel Core M, will be targeted at tablets and other devices that operate without a cooling fan, but are as thin as 8 to 10 millimeters. Priceline posted stronger second quarter results. The online travel booker's profit was up more than 30% from the prior second quarter. We'll let you know how shares fared later on in the report. TripAdvisor has wrapped up its $200 million purchase of Viator. That's a website that lets consumers review and book trip activities like tours. TripAdvisor says the company offers more than 20,000 bookable tours. You can book ahead of time in 10 languages and 10 currencies. Once you reach your destination, you can book activities through Viator's app. Coming up, we'll let you know how Tesla and other tech stocks fare to start the week.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Stocks ended higher today. The NASDAQ up 30 at 4,401. The Dow up 16 at 16,569. The S&P up 5. Priceline.com shares ended up 2%. Tesla Motors up 4.5%. After an upgrade to buy from Deutsche Bank, the bank also increased its price target on the stock. Shares of Intel were up more than 1% today. Twitter up 14 cents. Facebook up about 0.5%. Again, the NASDAQ up 30. You can check out the latest news by heading to WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.